This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 19th. God's word for you today is, open up. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. And it says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Be careful of what you think. You think particularly about God. Check where your expectation is, as your expectation determines what you actually think and believe about God. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 and 3 says, I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. Then he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become living people again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that. Ezekiel's answer is so instructive. If it were some of us, we will say, yes, these bones can live. You can prophesy to them. However, the wisdom of the prophet excelled. When God, the way, asks you a question, keep quiet. It means you do not know anything, no matter how accomplished you are. Just keep quiet. Martha thought she knew. The way of access to Jesus and the way of belief will be opened to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The third way I am praying will be opened unto you is the way of concerted effort. John chapter 11 verse 39 and 41 says, roll the stone aside, Jesus told them. So they rolled the stone aside. There comes a time in your life when they need to roll the stone for you. Even when God gives a word, no matter how strong you are as Lazarus, you cannot roll the stone by yourself. That is why it is so dangerous to cut people off from your life. It is so dangerous for you to think you are a one-man riot squad. One with God is maturity. Even when God gives an instruction, he needs men to roll that stone away. Imagine that God will not roll the stone himself. Could Lazarus have even come out to roll the stone aside? The reason a lot of people are stuck where they are in the grave is that they do not have people that will roll up their sleeves, put on their hands on the stone, and roll it away for them. In other words, they do not have helpers. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will not lack helpers. I wish you will receive it from your heart that you will not lack helpers. Again, one of the ways of not lacking helpers is being a helper. You do not want to help anybody, so you throw everybody under the bus. When you need help, who will be there for you? But I pray that you will have men that will put their hands on that stone and roll it away, not angels. You see, it was not angels that rolled the stone aside. Many people are wasting their time praying what is called fire prayers, commanding angels to do what men are designed by heaven to do. It is a waste of time. So, I am praying for you today that the way of concerted effort will be opened to you. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the way of access to Jesus, the way of belief, and the way of concerted effort will be opened to me in this season, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.